Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The nation was horrified by what happened to Arena Zarusco when they learned of the very long record of DeCarlos Brown, who brutally executed her on that light rail line. And what's kind of crazy, and people rightly reacted to his very many dismissed, mostly misdemeanor charges, but there were a lot of them, is that Alexander Dickey, here in South Carolina, we're told this is a red state, although many days I wonder, Alexander Dickey had a far worse record than DeCarlos Brown ever did. And we're talking 25 felony convictions, 40 convictions overall, 70 charges, had been sentenced to 30 years in prison across four cases. I'm still not over this from last week after pulling his record. And he was only walking around because four judges suspended those 30 years worth of sentences across four cases. And then when he committed new crimes, which should have triggered those sentences being imposed, nobody bothered. It wasn't important. I want to welcome Stephen Federico, her father. Sir, I am so, so sorry this happened to you. I have a daughter near her age, around her age, and my heart just hurts for your family.
Well, I appreciate the invitation to be on your show. And everybody's heart in America should be hurt and should be horrified as to what goes on right now in our judicial system in some areas, especially South Carolina.
Tell me about that, because you now have months of experience dealing with that system. And I know that you also have months of experience dealing with Prosecutor Gibson, who is an elected Democrat there. Tell me what you've learned.
Well, I don't have a lot of experience dealing with Mr. Gibson. Okay. I've only talked to him on one occasion after Mr. Dickey's bond hearing. And then I've talked to our advocate from that department two, maybe three times, a couple of texts here and there. You know, I think what's troubling is this, is that nothing about it really has come out yet. But I think what's going to come out is going to implode the South Carolina justice system.
Good. Good. And can you give us any kinds of preview about kind of what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, something typically has to be done, honestly. In Logan's case, there was, I guess, four separate failures from missed fingerprints, I think, in 2013 and 2015, or them not being sent to SLED, or just some sort of malfunction. Okay. And then you look at the solicitors, I would say, in Lexington County, and I think a couple of times in Richland County as well, just didn't do their homework, just didn't do their background checks, just didn't know who they were dealing with at the time they had Alexander Dickey on their docket. You know, and then you look at the judges that there's one in particular judge, I believe. I can't remember his name. I have to apologize. I actually just found it out last night late. That at the end of the day, you know, that 411 days he spent in prison in 2023 or 2024 kind of solidified where what Logan's future was. I mean, he was supposed to be in jail for 5 years. And the judge felt that he had done 411 days, and that was kind of plenty. But if you look at Alexander Dickey's years of his criminal resume before that, it would have dictated, no matter whether they missed fingerprints or not, all his other crimes before that should have dictated that somebody knew that this guy could not be rehabilitated, period.
That judge, Stephen Federico, that judge is Edward Miller. We've been calling him out for a week now. I've been trying to get some response from him, have not been successful at it. And I want to rewind for a sec before I want to tell you about what I've found about Judge Miller and Judge Russo and how this happened. And I want to get your reaction to it. But first, tell us, your daughter, you know, from the Waxhaw area, right? So that's a suburb of Charlotte, basically. You think, you know, she's going to go down to South Carolina, see some friends at USC. She'll be safe, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I've always talked to my kids to keep their head on a swivel. Unfortunately, this wasn't one of those cases that they could or she could. You hope they would be safe. It's in a kind of a well-to-do community. Very nice. I know some other people live around that area. And I would say, yes, when she left on Friday, we anticipated her coming back.
I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. And I want to just hit you with the research that I've done. I used to, many moons ago, be a criminal reporter. I pulled the record of Alexander Dickey going back to 2013, something not a lot of people are doing. I think they're looking at just the last 5 years. But
if you printed that out, it took a while.
Yeah, it did. It's longer than my arm. And what's so remarkable about it is the number of felonies. For instance, the first conviction is for a dozen felony charges, breaking into cars, possessing stolen vehicles, larceny more than 10,000. He gets 5 years, but the judge suspends his sentence, right? And what does that mean?
Right.
Well, just real quick, in South Carolina, as you know now, I'm sure that means, okay, if you breathe the wrong way, you go to prison. I'm going to suspend your sentence. You should do 5 years. If you commit another crime, you don't meet with your probation officer, you go to prison. That's how it's supposed to work. But that's not how it worked here. He did a burglary after that in 2014. He gets another 10-year suspended sentence from a name you're going to hear a lot, Judge Edward Miller. Whoa, should be sent to prison on the first sentence. That's 15 years.
Absolutely. And honestly, from what I understand, and listen, we're finding a lot of this out. We have a great team putting some information together. But from what I understand, he violated his probation constantly.
Yeah. No, he did. You could see it in his
constantly.
Record.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everything that I know, if you add up all the years that he really could have gotten, was, I think, a little over 140 years if he would have been prosecuted and sentenced correctly.
And he was actually, this is what to me is so mind-boggling, sentenced to 30 years. All these judges had to do was make him serve it. So we're up to 15 years right now. Okay, Judge Edward Miller, here's what's incredible. He commits another burglary and another financial card use, two felonies. He pleads guilty and he gets another 5 years in prison. And that judge, a Thomas Russo, suspends that. So we're now at 20 years across three cases. He is guilty.
Right.
He has to go to prison. He should have been sent to prison by the first judge, Edward Miller, but they don't bother. They just let him go walking around.
Right. And, you know, we're digging into a lot of the judges now, but I also have been told that he also, at some point, I think in 2024, had an identity theft as well, which is a federal crime, from what I understand, and could have done 10 years for that as well.
So
he should have never met Logan.
He should have never met Logan. And look, these judges, once they give a suspended sentence in South Carolina, he commits another crime. They're supposed to revoke that, send him straight to prison. I was only at 20 years. There's 10 more because he had begun doing burglaries like he did to her. And again, Judge Edward Miller, who I understand lives in Greenville and recently retired from the bench here, he gives him a third suspended sentence, 5 years felony, actually makes him serve 411 days for that. But that ain't nothing because it's 30 years, 30 years he should have gone to prison for. These judges, and it's not just Alexander Dickey, Stephen Federico. I've been talking about this for 10 years. It's just drunk drivers and armed robbers and murderers. Yep. They're all getting suspended sentences and walking out the door in South Carolina. We need to stop it. What can I do to help you?
Well, what we're doing right now is our biggest fight is making sure Alexander Dickey gets the death penalty. Yeah. And that's a start. I think really what has to happen is we kind of have to enforce our death penalties. And I think a lot of the cases we kind of have to revise how we look at that. Everybody on gets a death penalty should be entitled to a appeal. Okay. But I think they should jump in front of everyone's. Okay. If you're found guilty beyond reasonable doubt, you've had a strong case. I don't think you should be sitting in prison for 30 years. Okay. I think you lose that. It's almost like people that hire young kids to do crimes for them because they know that they're not going to do much time because they're kids. Okay. Our penalties not only have to be stronger, but enforced at a rapid pace. I'm a firm believer that will deter some of this from happening. And the best case scenario is they don't have a chance of getting out of prison. I mean, one is there's got to be judicial reform, how we pick judges in South Carolina, you know, and whether or not they're actually qualified to do the job.
And unfortunately, this is the only state really left in the nation. Virginia is somewhat where our legislators, who are lawyers with some of the biggest law firms in the state, they pick the judges. And unfortunately, judges know that if you don't rule the way they want when their clients come before you, they're not getting their judgeship back. And I think your daughter was a victim of that.
Yeah. And I think when people start finding that out, because I doubt a lot of people know that unless you live in South Carolina and you're in the politics and you're in the law enforcement. I would say 99% of people are going to look at that and they're going to cross their eyes and say, wait a minute, they do what? The people that actually plead cases for guilty people or people that are on trial actually pick the judges that they go before. What kind of fair trial are not the defendant, but the victims going to get in that?
They're not.
Right.
They're not.
They can't. It's impossible. You're obligated to get a fair trial, but at the end of the day, your boss is in front of you pleading the defendant's case.
Steve Federico, could you hang on for just a moment? I have a couple more questions for you on the other side.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Your pleasure.
Stephen Federico, father of, and she was so beautiful, Logan Federico, who thought she could just come down to UNC for a weekend and spend some time with friends, tragically murdered in the middle of the night by a guy who'd already made a habit of breaking into places, taking people's credit cards, and had been convicted across four cases, should have served 30 years in prison, but was wandering around because it's a beautiful day in South Carolina. We'll be right back.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles. like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
In South Carolina, we are the only state in the nation where judges are appointed with the vote of the legislators, not the constituents, not the voters. And so big law firms here in South Carolina will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars getting a single legislator elected, knowing that that person will then be able to select judges. There's a whole panel of them. They deliberately select the most liberal, the most permissive judges possible. And then those judges do their bidding, sometimes dismissing charges, although a lot of times the prosecutors too, but mainly in giving out suspended sentences. Alexander Dickey is only the latest. If you've listened to this show for the 11 years I've been doing this, and every other month here in Greenville, we have a beautiful young person who is literally murdered by a drunk driver who's out on a suspended sentence. What is a suspended sentence? Again, he pleads guilty. The judge finds him guilty, and he gets a sentence, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, usually for a horrific felony. But then the judge says, I'm suspending it. You don't have to go to prison. Now, the judge is supposed to reimpose it if he even sneezes the wrong way. But judges just pretend they don't know, or maybe they don't know. I don't know, when he commits crime after crime after crime. So what you're seeing here with Alexander Dickey, who murdered Logan Federico, what you're seeing is a guy who got a whopping four of these, including three by the same judge who should have known he'd given him previous suspended sentences. So very, very tragic. Her father, Stephen Federico, is with us this morning. Sir, and I know it's not much of a comfort to you, but I will tell you, this happens every 2 months here. It is why we have one of the highest per capita death rates from drunk driving, because these criminals who rob banks and steal cars and get long sentences, who commit burglary, they also drive drunk and they kill people almost constantly while out on their suspended sentences. So I know it's no comfort to you, but I wanted you to know that your daughter is one victim of these judges in this system among literally thousands.
Yeah. I definitely understand that. And when you make that statement about these people that are keep doing the same crimes, you know, statewide or nationally, the recidivism rate is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, most people let out of prison after 3 years, 66% of them are back in prison. After 6 years, it jumps up to like 78%. And within 9 years, it jumps up to like 86%. So just imagine if we actually kept them in prison or put them in prison for a long enough time after 10 years or until they couldn't possibly commit another crime, aged out of committing crimes. Imagine what our fatality rates and criminal records would look like if they kept them in prison, because most people committing crimes are the ones coming out of prison.
Absolutely. And in South Carolina too, unfortunately, people who should have gone to prison but never did. The good news though is I was talking to our attorney general over the weekend, who is running, I think he won't mind if I share that, who's running for governor, and I'll be talking to a lot of the other governor's candidates, and there is a way we can stop these judges and take the power back. It's going to be hard.
Who's that?
I was talking to Alan Wilson this weekend.
There is
a way to stop these judges. We have to take away their power with legislation to suspend these sentences. At a minimum, no more suspensions for felony sentence. You plead guilty, you're found guilty by a jury, then by God, you go to prison. That's where you go. You go where you're sentenced. You don't go home,
right,
like Alexander Dickey did four times.
You know, and I've spoken with Alan Wilson a few times, and he's very respectful. But look, and here's part of the problem. Like, we have to figure out a better system. And I don't think that's doing it by, unless we're having an independent investigation of what's going on in South Carolina. You know, when you have a judge, like you just said, you kind of nailed the nail on the head. You know, you have judges that recognize these defendants that come before them. Alexander Dickey was recognized in a video using my daughter's credit card because he was arrested so much. They didn't have to do a search of who he was. They knew who he was.
You mean the police knew who he was automatically? Yeah, because they'd arrested him.
As soon as they saw him on a video, they knew who he was.
Yeah.
And let's remember, this is a guy that committed 25 felonies. 25 felonies. How do you commit 25 felonies and stay out of prison for, I mean, I think he's probably done a couple of years or something like that. We're doing some more research and trying to get some more solid records. But everybody I talked to said he should have been in prison for 30 plus years for any of them.
600 days he served of those 30 years he was actually sentenced to.
It's unbelievable, and it's not fair to people like Logan and every other innocent victim for any other crime that they lost their life for, including, like you said, the drunk drivers, anyone. I mean, if you've proven that you can't live in a lawful society, then you can't live in a lawful society, and we have to change the way we do things.
Well, I hope that you will help me because I've been at this for 11 years. We really need legislation, again, to take away the suspended sentences. If we can't control who the judges are, then we can control whether they let these creeps out.
I'm hoping you can help me.
Okay. Yeah, no, I am absolutely waiting. Anytime you want to come on this show, you want to get anything done, you have my email. I'll give you my phone number. You get in touch with me and you come on and we will fight this together.
Awesome.
I am so sorry.
Thank you so much, Kara. I really appreciate you having me on the show today. This is an important cause. It's too late for Logan, but it's not too late for somebody else. I think there are some good people like Alan that want to change things. I really do.
Stephen Federico, father of Logan Federico. God bless you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You too.
Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. and with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. We'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Across the country are reeling as the police unions, both in Illinois and the National Fraternal Order of Police, condemn the Democrats, and particularly the Chicago PD, for leaving ICE officers calling 911, begging for help, surrounded by violent liberal loons. And this after we find over the weekend, cartels are putting bounties on the heads of the most successful ICE agents. Take a listen.
The nation's largest police union condemning reports that Chicago officers were told not to help ICE agents responding to a violent protest that took place on Saturday. The union calling it shocking and a violation of their duty. Quote, both the national FOP and the Illinois FOP believe that when an officer calls for assistance, you answer no matter what. The Chicago Police Department has disputed these reports.
What are they doing? Okay, over the weekend, when I checked out of here on Friday, I said multiple times, after the Texas shooting, and after I have documented for months the Portland police not responding, the LA police not responding, the Chicago police not responding to 911 calls for help, when ICE agents, they're there at nights, late at night, a crowd of 1,000 liberals will show up, violent, trying to get in the building, they don't respond, period. We have documented this exhaustively. And now you're starting to see it in Chicago. Why would Democrat leaders of Chicago, knowing they're responded, knowing they're surrounded, knowing they've had to shoot their way out of it, as happened this weekend, they were rammed, 10 cars surrounded them after they were doxxed by a woman who's been talking about effing them up for weeks. She's doxxed them multiple times. Violent protesters show up. They have to put it down. Police don't show up. Now you know shots have been fired. They need help securing the scene. Chicago PD doesn't come. Why? They're ordered not to. First, let's go into why. What do Democrats running Chicago know? I'll let Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem explain.
Our intelligence indicates that these people are organized. They're getting more and more people on their team as far as attacking officers, and they're making plans to ambush them and to kill them. We have specific officers and agents that have bounties that have been put out on their heads. It's been $2,000 to kidnap them, $10,000 to kill them. They've released their pictures. They've sent them between their networks, and it's an extremely dangerous situation and unprecedented. So we've put protective detail around those individuals, change some of our operations to keep our officers safe. But make no mistake, this isn't just about, you know, protesting free speech or that they don't like that people out here are upholding the law of our country. They're actually going out there and saying, kill these people and we'll give you this much money to do it.
Democrats know. Well, who though? Who's putting the bounties? The cartels.
Secretary, I want to stay on the bounties. Who is issuing the bounties? I know that you guys are looking into groups like Antifa. Is it linked to that, or who is issuing these bounties? What do we know right now?
Well, I'm going to be careful what I say because we have investigations going on and these threats are out there. Right. So I'm not going to give you specific officers, although they have been targeted towards specific officers and released their phone numbers or released their pictures. But it is gangs. It is cartel members. And known terrorist organizations, so foreign terrorist organizations as deemed by the president.
Damn. There it is. Told you. Democrat Party's merging with the cartels just like down in Mexico. Told you. So obvious. That's why they pull the police back. They're trying to get a kill. You can't be in that environment and pull the police back if you're not trying to get a kill. They're trying to get a kill. Why? They're in a panic, folks. They are in a panic because they are losing. They thought Trump would never get the 12 million out. He has deported 2 million in 250 days. And now he's coming for their cartel networks. Do you know how big these networks are? Do you realize this is Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago, right? Do you know how many illegals with violent criminal history? So not just the crime of illegal immigration. We're not talking about that. With actual criminal histories in the U.S., many of them incredibly violent. A lot of them human trafficking, methamphetamine, and guns related. You know how many they picked up just in the Chicago area? 1,000. Over 1,000, actually. And I've read you some of their records. They're mind-blowing. A lot of them have pedophilia, child sex abuse, and I think that's because these are also the networks that move the 300,000 kids, and even the most hardened criminals can't watch that. because a lot of them are sex trafficked, so they staff it with pedophiles, who also have very hot, violent histories in their own rights. They're all illegal immigrants. You know, guns trafficking, weapons trafficking, a lot of methamphetamine, a lot of fentanyl. Trump is saying, if you listen to him, I'm going in there to fight crime. He's very generic. But what does he do? Who do they pick up? Not American criminals. They are ripping these networks out by the roots. And you are watching the Democrats freak. Trump was never, he wasn't supposed to get 2 million out across his entire presidency. He did it in 250 days. They're going to lose their voters. And they're going Katie bar the door. They're also in a panic because they got those 10,000. See, folks, 400,000 of these violent criminals were deported by just 1,500 ICE teams. We're about to hire 10,000 more agents. They're in a cold panic. They see 151,000 applications for those 10,000 positions. And they need violence. They need these agents to go, wait, maybe I better not do that because they're going to find my home. They're going to assassinate me. The police won't respond. My wife's going to say, honey, don't do it. Don't go defend your country against the Democrat. I mean, the cartels. And that's where we are, folks. This is happening because we're winning. Trump's winning. And they can't stand it because people can't stand them. They need new voters. So that's why they're lying. That's why they're lying. J.D. Pritzker, folks, and this was incredible from last week. I didn't even get to this last week. Democrat protesters violently got between ICE and an apartment raid on an apartment controlled by Trende Aragua, where they're doing their usual sell women and children and methamphetamine and fentanyl out of the apartment. That's what they do. It's why they take these apartments over. It's why they did in Aurora. Violent Democrat protesters tried to protect Trende Aragua. And Democrats are lying about it. It's actually incredible that they were doing this and that they're not hiding it anymore. That's what's so nuts.
The political left is also pushing against a massive federal raid on an apartment complex taken over by members of the violent Trende Aragua gang. Mike Tobin is in Chicago. Mike.
Ben Harris, it was a stunning show of force by federal agents as they stormed that apartment building on Chicago's South Side. That joint operation is still drawing fallout from both supporters and critics alike. About 1 a.m. in the South Shore neighborhood, agents from the FBI, ATF, Border Patrol, and ICE overwhelmed the building, coming at it from every exit, even inserting snipers by Black Hawk helicopter on the rooftop. Illinois Democrats, who've been opposed to the enhanced immigration efforts, are outraged at this show of force in the historically troubled South Shore neighborhood.
What happened last night at 1 o'clock was absolutely disgusting.
This is an extension of the horror that we have been seeing for several weeks now. And one more thing that I want to make very clear is that we're going to continue fighting.
There were six specific targets
for Trende Aragua. Again, another apartment complex violently taken over from the ownership. What do they do with it? We've caught them in El Paso. We've caught them in Aurora. Now they're in Chicago. They sell the kidnapped kids. Not for sex. Yeah, they use the boys as enforcers. Some of them they sell, use the girls too. And they also sell kidnapped women. That's what they do out of these apartment complexes. Democrats got to cover that up because it's kind of embarrassing. I'll tell you what they're doing next. This is pure, unadulterated evil, and the Democrats thought they'd never get caught. Denying, oh, us? No, when those ICE agents were surrounded in a gunfight, no, we didn't refuse to respond. We would never do that. Chief patrol officer on duty would never tell them they couldn't go to the scene, even though they wanted to help the surrounded ICE agents who'd called 911 for help. We'd never do. Oh. Did someone at the dispatch center, good patriot in there, leak both the visual evidence and the audio? Why, yes, they did. And the New York Post has it. They can't deny they did this. Folks, this is homicidal. This is homicidal. New York Post writes, a male voice then comes on the radio channel telling the dispatcher to direct officers to head to the scene and stay put a few blocks away and await further instructions. Then a male voice is heard again saying, per the chief of patrol, clear everyone out. We're not responding over there. When the female dispatcher, 911 dispatcher, then tells officers on the way to the distress call, per the chief of patrol, all the units clear out of there. We're not sending anyone out to that location. If that's not enough proof, and Democrats lied here. They didn't think this would leak. There's the internal command that is also leaked from inside the 911 dispatch. Somebody must have been outraged in the dispatch center, and they should have been. Here's what it said. Please, chief of parole, this is their command, no units will respond to this as related from caller. Caller is one of approximately 30 Border Patrol agents who are being surrounded by a large crowd of people requesting CPD. That's Chicago Police Department. No units will respond. Why? They're homicidal. That's why. They want dead agents. Want dead agents. They just didn't want to get caught. They got caught. So I'm looking at the printout right here. You can see the command from inside the center, and we got the audio. We're done here. A male officer then responds over the sound of sirens wailing in the background saying, we're going to clear out as soon as we can. We're like blocked in over here. So we're doing the best to get out of here as soon as we can. An internal department memo sent to Chicago cops obtained by Fox News confirms the shocking reversal. And that's the one I just read to you. It's the internal dispatch memo. They want dead agents. So we've gone over the weekend from what started under Barack Obama, a little bit before that, but mostly Barack Obama. Hey, we're sanctuary cities. We're only going to turn violent felons over to you. We're not turning over illegals who commit misdemeanors. Then it went to, well, we're going to keep our violent felons and let them out in into the community, even though they're illegal immigrants. We're not turning any illegals over to you. Now it's, you can't, as part of sanctuary cities, our police are not going to respond. If you're hurt, if you're murdered. Folks, when I left here on Friday, I know one of the last things I said, and I'd said it in each hour, watching this, and we've been documenting this for months on this show. I'm way ahead of everybody else on this. Now, the Portland police won't respond. The Chicago police won't respond. The LA police won't respond. And in Portland, they have to keep a sniper full time on the roof just to keep ICE agents safe from the liberal lunatic thugs because Portland police won't respond. So we've documented this exhaustively on the show. You're probably sick of hearing it. And I said this was going to happen. And when we left Friday, I said, are we going to get to a point where ICE agents are killed, bleeding out, needing an ambulance, under fire, and they won't respond? And I was thinking, yeah, that'll probably take months. No, just the weekend. Just the weekend. And here we are now. Here we are. Here we are. But Democrats are being exposed, y'all, all over the country. Whether it's Jay Jones, who wants to be the top cop in Virginia, fantasizing about murdering the Republican House Speaker and making him watch his children die because they're little fascists. Democrat Party leadership won't even ask him to step down in that race. Why? Because this is how they talk amongst themselves. And it's how they talk in Chicago, too, when they're trying to rack up dead ICE agents. Folks, this is a civil war. We're going to win it, though. We're the good guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.